Hello, 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 and welcome back to What's the Chinese Tea? I'm your host, Sammy. I hope you guys are having a good week. It is Friday over here in China. Thank the Lord. But, gosh, you guys are just completely motivating. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. I love my tea drinkers. You guys have definitely been influential in getting me out of this cabin fever that I'm experiencing. So I want to say thank you to everyone who has listened, who has shared, who has subscribed, who gives me feedback. I really, really appreciate it. It does not go unnoticed. I'm forever grateful for you guys. We have crossed the threshold into the 300s. Like, y'all really love to listen to me. I'm very humbled and I'm very honored that y'all chose to, you know, listen to me on the podcast. So it's been a lot going on this month. Like, there's been so much going on that I feel like I have to jump on here and kind of address some things. But for starters, I do want to dedicate just a little spit second to commemorate a fellow expatriate that I got to know. And, you know, we never met in person, but we've always talked and she's been super, super helpful. And I want to honor this podcast in light of her. Unfortunately, she passed away at the tender age of 28. Mrs. Bree OG Gang. It's a sad situation to what happened to her. And yeah, so rest in heaven, you know, Brie. She was super sweet. She was super helpful. She had been in China a little over roughly about 4 years. And she just kind of helped, you know, the new expats coming in, you know, to get settled, to navigate things. You know, she started some of the girl groups that I'm in on WeChat. And, you know, we're going to miss her spirit. She was very lively. She was very upbeat. She was very just caring. You know, she wanted to make sure everyone enjoyed their time here. She resided in Beijing. She was a teacher as well as a wife and a business owner. So again, I want to dedicate this to her. Brie, we will miss you. We will love you. And we will keep your name going up in the Black expat community. So that's that. And then the second dedication is to obviously the great basketball player, Kobe Bryant, and his beautiful daughter, Gianna, who unfortunately were taken from this earth too soon in a helicopter crash earlier this week, and along with 7 other passengers. Unfortunately, you know, no survivors in that. And it's just really sad. Like, this month has been very sad. It's been sad. It's been reflective. And, you know, in these times, you never know what to say, what's appropriate to say. You know, I want to do say, like, if you guys have known me for a long time, you guys know that I played basketball for, almost 10, 12 years. So definitely Kobe Bryant was a big part of my upbringing in terms of basketball. Him, Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, like, you know, Paul Pierce, Kevin Robinson, like those guys, like Steve Kerr, those guys kind of like, you know, were very influential. I watched the Lakers a lot. I watched the Bulls a lot. I watched the Celtics and so forth, so forth. So it's kind of sad to see, you know, such a great talent, you know, go, as well as his daughter was like a mini Kobe, and she was coming into her own at just the sad age of 13. Just, it broke my heart. It really, really did. And I, you know, want to just say before we get into, you know, our Chinese tea, I wanted to just say, you know, to my loved ones, I love you guys. I cherish you guys. You guys mean the world to me. And just take time to be grateful for waking up. You know, we take that for granted. We want to complain about everything. We want to be mad about something. But the one thing we should be grateful for is that we get to have a second chance to do this thing called life. And, you know, every day you wake up with a second chance, because the good Lord says, tomorrow is not promised. The only day that is promised is yesterday. And so when you wake up and you take your first breath and, you know, just say thank you, you know, and try to get those 24 hours to just do, push through your dreams, make things happen, call your family, call your friends, spend time with your friends, spend time with your family, and cherish that. Because I tell you what, like the last couple weeks with all the deaths happening, it's very scary, very, very scary. And, you know, death is inevitable. Death will happen. It's the circle of life. That's just what happens. But to see people, you know, that you grew up with or people that are close in age with you, it makes you think, am I really doing this thing called life right? Am I really living my best life? We like to say, I'm living my best life. You know, doesn't mean you got to drink yourself into a coma. That means that doesn't mean you got to party. It means seizing every opportunity to just say, I get to do this thing called life one more time. You know, I get to do this thing called life better. And whether that means getting that degree, whether that means taking those courses, whether that means learning a new language, whether that means travel, whether that means, you know, whatever that looks like for you, do it, you know, do it and do it to the best of your ability. Do it to the, you know, to the fullest, put everything into it and just do it. If it doesn't succeed, you could say, hey, you know what? I tried and it just didn't work, and that's okay. You know, you get one more chance to love on your loved ones. You get one more chance to call your mom. You get that one more chance. So guys, this is not meant to be, you know, a sad or it's just supposed to, this episode is kind of this first part is a little of a reflective piece that I want you all to take with you, you know? It's just like I said, that one person was very influential in our expat community. Don't think for one second you have to be this big star like Kobe Bryant to be influential. You don't have to be. You just have to be you. And you is enough. You is enough to influence one person. You is enough to make the world shift. So don't think that I have to have $100,000 in the bank or $1 million in the bank to be able to make some moves. No, you can make moves right now from your living room. You can make moves right now from your city, from your country, from your state, anything. You just have to believe that you is enough. And so with that being said, I I couldn't start this podcast, especially this episode, and just not say those things and do those things for you guys. But this episode is actually talking about the current climate in China right now. And I'm going to get into it. I'm going to talk about it. And y'all can just learn, get the actual tea from someone who is actually living here. And you guys can decipher the information for yourselves. But if you want to get to know more about that tea, please stay tuned. Hello, 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 and welcome back to What's the Chinese Tea. So today's episode is kind of updating y'all, or kind of educating, or however you guys want to put it, through what's going on here. So if y'all have been living under a rock, obviously you guys know I live in China. As of the 1st of January, I don't know the exact date, we have been literally, you know, I don't even like this word, but let me just make sure I can delicately put this way. So in China, there has been a virus going around called the coronavirus. If you guys haven't been aware of what that is, it's just a virus, kind of an upper respiratory virus going around. It's comparable to, if y'all are old enough to remember, because I have some young listeners. So if y'all are old enough to remember SARS back in like 2003, it's definitely a replicate of that. It comes from the same strand, and it's an upper respiratory virus that comes from animals. So in the city called Wuhan, it was suspected that there was a market that, you know, sells, you know, if you come to China, if you come to most foreign countries, they have like an open market where they sell vegetables, they sell meat and things like that. And in China, there was this market that was selling the produce and the meat and the things of that nature. But they were also selling there was cobras, and then there was rats and mice and bats. And it was first like a animal to animal transmission. And so it was not dealt with properly. And then it got to be where it became human to human transmission. And so it literally spread like crazy. And now we are in a situation where China is trying to kind of contain it as much as they can. So the city of Wuhan, I'm going to even debunk some myths for y'all. So, because there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of information. There's also a lot of misinformation as well. So I'm here to tell you some truths to that. And I'm also here to give you some advice. So here's one myth. Okay. Not every city in China is quarantined. There is only one city, which is the city of origin that this whole thing started in, that is quarantined, city of Wuhan. So yes, it is true that the United States has gotten some citizens out of Wuhan, as well as France as well, because if y'all don't know, there are two major French companies down in Wuhan. So there's a lot of French citizens that happen to live in Wuhan. Canada is also on the way, as well as South Africa have also tried to evacuate their citizens as well. So that's one thing that I want to get clear, that there's only one city that is quarantined. I don't want to say only, 31 provinces have been affected by this coronavirus. Yes. The current city that I live in has only had two outbreaks as of this morning, because I did some research before I, you know, was going to go on here talking all this mess. There's only been two cases as of this morning in my particular city. And from what the experts are saying, it's said to not increase as much. It's supposed to increase because we are currently on Chinese New Year holiday. And Chinese New Year is probably the largest holiday in China. It's a big deal. It's like literally like damn near a month long. So literally a lot of Chinese citizens save up their money and they leave the country. Or if they are not fortunate enough to, you know, do all that, a lot of them go back to their hometown. So there's a lot of people that are Chinese citizens that are not in China as of right now because of the holiday. And so they said with people returning, things might increase or things might stay the same. It's just going to really depend. Now, with that being said, as far as is there a travel ban in China? As of this morning, no, there is not. The only two airlines that are suspending travel until the end of February is British Airways and American Airlines. American Airlines is only going to fly until the end. Actually, they're going to stop flying today or tomorrow until the end of February, until this thing has kind of been subsided a little bit. That's one thing. Another thing that has been, you know, around the world and then some, you know, could you catch the coronavirus? Absolutely. Now, the way you can catch corona is obviously person-to-person interaction. Just like you could catch a cold from somebody person-to-person, you have to be in close proximity. So they recommend that you're not in crowded places. So like the train station, the bus station, grocery stores, things that can attract a lot of people. So they have suspended, you know, obviously they have, like I said, it's during Chinese New Year. So Chinese New Year, they actually had canceled the big parade and the big thing that they normally would do, because like, obviously that's going to attract a large crowd and like elbow to elbow space. And if y'all don't realize, China is big as hell. Like there's a lot of fucking people in this country, like a lot. So when big events like this happen, like it's a lot of people. So in order to kind of contain this, they have decided to cancel, you know, the big parades and things like that, that would normally attract larger crowds. That's another thing. As well as, yes, people have asked me, am I coming home? The answer is, no, I am not coming home because it is more dangerous for me to fly as of right now because of you're in the airport. First of all, if y'all don't know, flying out east is like, it's a journey. It's not like for me flying from Indiana to California. It's not like for me flying from Indiana to Texas or from Indiana to Miami. It's not like that. Like flying from fucking China, like the other side of the world to go to the, like it's a hike. It's not, you know, a piece of cake. So it would actually be more dangerous for me to get on a plane for 14 hours and be in circulated, recycled air, because that's what airplane air is. It's recycled. And with people that are, you know, that potentially might have it, not sure if they have it, I don't know what it is. It might be more dangerous for me to travel right now. I will return home in March because my good friend is getting married, but that is it. As far as another thing that's happening is, yes, they are recommending that we stay indoors, stay in your house. If you absolutely have to go out because, you know, people have to buy food, people have children, you know, people have to do things and just get outdoors, they recommend you wear a mask. There are certain masks that they are selling, which are now sold out. And obviously the manufacturer is trying to keep up with the demand because, you know, the supply was not as high, but now the demand is higher and the supply is still not there. So they are now trying to obviously compensate for that. So they recommend that you wear a mask. Obviously, they have a list of masks that will be deemed acceptable. Yes, please wear a mask. Also, they are saying that, you know, hygienic practices, and this is the tea. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to say this, and I promise y'all, I don't mean this racially or prejudicially or anything like that. I want y'all to, I'm going to make the statement very clear, and I don't mean it to sound rude. Okay. That's my disclaimer. Chinese people are dirty. Okay. They are dirty. They are dirty AF. Okay. So a lot of the preventative measures, if you've lived in Western countries, is like a duh. You know, you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands. You know, there's a certain method to how to wash your hands. You wash your hands for 25 seconds. You can sing a song, the ABCs suffice, or you can, you know, memorize something. I don't know, but you're supposed to wash your hands for at least, I think it's 25 seconds or 60 seconds, something like that. So you're supposed to wash your hands, okay? When you cough with your, you don't cough, no, you don't cough out loud. You cough with, you know, if you're outdoors, you cough with your flexed elbow. I try to cough in my shirt, something, right? These people will just they'll cough everywhere. They'll spit everywhere. The hygienic practices are not there. They touch their ass and then they want to touch your shit. It's like, and no. So a lot of the preventative measures are very basic hygienic practices. That is like, I'm not trying to throw no shade. I live here. I've seen it firsthand. These people are just, they're dirty. They're dirty. They're dirty. They're dirty. Half of them don't bathe. They bathe once a week. They don't shower. Some of them don't brush their teeth. It's not trying to be rude. It's very factual because I live here. I've seen it all. I've had conversations with other Chinese people. Like one girl told me, like, they don't, the first day of their menstrual cycle, they don't shower. Like, if you're a female, everybody knows the first day is like the absolute worst day. Like, why the hell wouldn't you want to take a shower? Like, come on, that's nasty. So not to discredit these people, not to put them on, but that's what it is. They're dirty. So with that being said, it is a lot easier for viruses to go crazy in a dirty environment. They breed off of dirt and bacteria. That's real. That's the facts, okay? Be mad if you want to. I don't give a damn, but that's real, you know? Bacteria doesn't grow when places are clean. Bacteria doesn't grow in places that are, like, warm. Listen, they grow in dirt and when it's colder. The air is drier. Like, come on, guys. Basic biology here. Hello. So, yes. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of information. So, people are indoors. Yes, people are starting to get annoyed with being indoors. Let's face it, if you have to just be indoors and look at the four walls of your house and the tape, obviously cable TV here is garbage. So it's not like you can, you know, binge watch whatever. So you're going to be indoors. So what are some things you guys can, for my expatriate friends that are living here, that you can do to not go bananas, to not go bonkers, to not lose your shits or whatever, because it is very difficult. You know, obviously right now, nothing is normal. Nothing is making sense. And it's very frustrating. My experience is it's frustrating when you're in a country where you don't really understand what's going on and you're just kind of having to rely on media. And for someone who studied media as, you know, part of her degree, you know, we know how the media can kind of spin things and kind of make things look dramatic AF, and they can make it look like people are, you know, dying left and right. And, you know, yes, here's one thing I will say. Right now we're in what they call the incubation period. And so it's like the first 2 weeks, so 14 days. Usually that's when you will find out if you have the virus or not. And so once that happens, you know, you can then gather how things go after. So why is it that people are like, oh, people are dying? Do you know people die more with the flu? Like in the United States, they die with the flu. You know, compared to the 8 billion people that fucking live in this country, you know, 132 have passed. And that number might be not all the way accurate, because if we're going to keep it real, China likes to censor a lot of information. China likes to make things appear better than what they are because they don't want to look bad. That is the reason why their internet is blocked, because they don't want anything just getting out of this country. And I can guarantee you, when all this shit subsides, we can expect censorship to be on 1,000. So if y'all don't hear from me for a couple months, that is why. That is a prediction of mine. I feel like because so much information has been leaked to the public and leaked to the international media, I don't want to say leaked, but you know, it's going to be quite hard. It's going to be very interesting to see how censorship then plays, you know, in the latter months. But with that being said, as of this morning, I did just get an alert. As of this morning, the World Health Organization declared this a global health crisis. And they're now, because they're saying it's not because it's in China, it's because now it has touched multiple continents. Obviously, there's been cases in France. There have been cases in the United States. There have been cases in some other parts of Europe. I haven't heard anything out of Africa or South America. So they're just like, okay, too many. At this point, now it's getting to be a problem. Like it wasn't a problem when it was here, but we're not even about to go there. Yes, as of this morning, that's what it is. As well as, as of this morning, you know, the United States Embassy declared a level 4 travel situation, meaning that it's saying that do not travel to China. That is currently the level warrant. That's the level we are at right now. And, you know, being Congolese and being that for years, it was a level 4 of do not travel to the DRC and people go in and out. Like I said, as long as money's being transacted between the United States and China, there's not going to be a travel ban. I would be very surprised when there is one, but we know we got Agent Orange in office, so ain't no telling what kind of mess will pop off of this. But ways to figure out what's going on is make sure that you're getting your information from reputable sources. That's one. You know, I did practice journalism, so I kind of have an idea. You know, get it from reputable sources. So whether that is the CDC, whether that is the World Health Organization, whether that is CNN, Fox, whatever your outlet of choice is, make sure that it comes from a reputable source. Number two, make sure that if you're an expatriate in China, make sure you're just registered with your embassy to get those updates. That way, one, obviously the embassy or your country will know that you are currently abroad. But that way, you know, if there is an evacuation and you choose to want to leave, you know, obviously you will be notified of the procedures to go ahead and proceed with that. So try to be registered to the your embassy, let your embassy know that you're abroad. If you're from the United States, you can go to www.step.gov, and that is the Smart Travel Enrollment Program. And you and register yourself, let them know how long you plan on being overseas, whatever, and they send you an email. And every so often, if there's something of notice to you in the particular country you are residing in, they will email you to let you know constantly. And so if they're doing an evacuation, you will then be notified. Three, you know, try to stay hopeful. Try to stay positive, because panic and worry is just going to drive yourself up the wall, therefore making you more susceptible to becoming sick. You know, stress is a killer. Stress will take you out the game for life. Like, speaking from experience, like, stress will take you the fuck out. So stressing and panicking and worrying is a natural reaction. Yes, I'm not here to invalidate anybody. However, make sure that you're not worrying yourself too much to get yourself sick. You know, stay informed. Yes, don't obviously be like, oh, I'm just here and I'm just gonna. No, stay informed. Make smart decisions in how you move. Make sure that you are in contact with your loved ones. Let them know what's going on, so that way your parents don't worry. Your parents then don't turn around and stress you out, you know, because that is natural. To be concerned, to be worried, and that's okay. But, you know, stay informed, make smart decisions when you decide you're going to exit your house. Take extra precautions if necessary, you know, and just understand that, you know, right now we're in the thick of it, you know, and it's frustrating. And I get it. We're frustrated. We're bored. You know, we're trying to navigate the legalities of school. Some of us are teachers here. We're trying to figure out when school is supposed to start, when payment is supposed to come, all this stuff. So everything, yes, but try to make sure that you keep yourself healthy. Make sure you up on your vitamin C. You stay hydrated. You know, a lot of us are sharing workout tips now. So because a lot of us wanted to use this time to go to the gym, But obviously, the gym is probably the one place I would not even want to go. So doing some at-home workouts, reading a book, do something to keep your mind occupied, you know? Try to maintain a sense of normalcy as much as you can. I know that's like, what? But yeah, like when you wake up, meditate, pray, read a book, you know, try to do an at-home workout, try to get in contact with your friends and family, and just making sure that you stay active and busy in your brain. Because if you are busy, like, you literally would not think what's going on. Like, you literally are just like, okay. And just watch the information you ingest. Because like I said, there's been living on this side of the world when everybody shares every fucking thing. Like, I am very cognizant that, and you guys are probably wondering why I'm not concerned and why I'm very cognizant of the information that I take in. Already prior to all of this mess happening, I was very cognizant of the information I was ingesting, the information that I was reading up on. If it's going to bring me stress, I'm not, if it's going to bring me mess, stress, destruction, I'm not interested. So I was already like that prior to all of this happening. Now I'm super careful about what I ingest because people will, you know, that are worried and nervous and panicking will then project all of that on you. And I, listen, fear don't live in my household. Okay. Like, not saying it to be any type of funny, but fear don't live in my household. Fear don't dictate my moves. Fear don't do shit over here. Okay. Fear don't pay rent. So you ain't staying here for free. Period. Okay. So these are things we can do to just stay, you know, positive and on the up and up. Now, for my family and friends, y'all are amazing. I love you. But y'all, if you're going to bring me some shit, make sure you fact checked it all the way. That's how you can be of help to your expatriate loved ones. Make sure when you're going to send a text or send some article or send something that it comes from somewhere that is reputable. Don't send me some shit from the shade room that you heard. Don't send me some bogus ass TikTok video that came from God knows where. Don't send me some Instagram hot pocket thought doing something extra. Don't send me that bullshit. Please don't, because you're not helping me over here. If you say, sis, this is how you could be of help. I'm telling y'all, pray. Pray, keep us lifted in prayers, keep us lifted in your thoughts. If you're going to bring us some shit, bring us some positive shit, check on us. That's okay to say, hey, how are you holding up? Are you okay? That goes a long way. You know, I get texts from my friends all the time prior to all this. Hey, how you holding up? How you doing? But now more than ever, it's like, hey, you good? You straight? When y'all do that, that means a lot. When y'all do that, that means a lot. But don't send me mess. Don't send me bullshit. So I'm pretty sure I can speak for everybody. Don't send me nothing. Don't send me nothing that's going to put me in my, that's going to disrupt my spirit. Okay. We not doing that over here. No, no, no. My spirit is happy. She's comfortable. We out here living our best life. Like, we chilling. We are cool. I'm already a very chill individual. So I don't like my spirit to be disrupted. When she's disrupted, then I'm disruptive and we can't get centered. No, I'm working on my center. So loved ones, family and friends, please, when you guys send article, make sure that it's coming from a reputable source. Make sure that it is accurate. Let me tell y'all this. If y'all read this article and you could tell that something don't sound right, don't send it. I know y'all trying to be of help and y'all are trying to just help us keep us informed, which is your intention is not malice, but read the article and think, something here don't sound right. Okay, let me not send that to this person. Let me just go ahead and throw it in the wastebasket. And that's okay. You know, I know you guys you're caring and you want us to, you know, be healthy and everything like that. But the best thing you can do for us over here is just pray. Call us, check on us. leave the jokes alone, the corona jokes alone, you know, because for some of us, it's really not funny, you know. I know that a little light sense of humor is okay, but don't be over here, you know, we already got, most of us that came to China got the cat jokes. Y'all gonna eat cat? This is probably the worst time to be talking about them jokes, okay? It's annoying. It's not funny, all right? Be sensitive, you know. Don't be like, well, you should come home without kind of thinking that statement through. Unless it's like serious right now. Like right now, it's just a lot of things are circulating. Every day, something is changing. I will say this, and I want y'all to hold me to this. If by May, this shit has not blown over, I will come home. I will come home. I will figure out a replan and everything. If by May, I will come home and I will strategize, make my exit strategy, and I'll head back home. Not permanently, though, but I'll come back home. But right now, let's just ride out the wave. The wave is very annoying, but let's just ride it out and let's see what happens. And hopefully we can get this thing so everyone can resume back to normalcy. People can go back to work. People can go about their day. People can just walk the streets without having to wear this very uncomfortable thing on their face. You know, that's what you can do for us. Please, please, please consider us. Please, please pray for us. You know, pray for the people that are ill. You know, pray for their families. You know, pray for people that are traveling that, you know, something doesn't happen. I've talked to a lot of people that I've traveled within the last couple of days. It's been well received. People, the airports have been, you know, smooth sailing and things like that. And one other thing, somebody did send this to me and I damn near wanted to throw my phone, is of, you know, the video of, you know, I think it's circulating that people are passing out and dying off the rip. And it's like, there's just certain things when you send them, I don't know what kind of response you expect to invoke or the emotion you want to invoke. But first of all, when you faint, you just faint. You don't hold, you know, you don't hold, you just go, you know, you just faint. Some of the videos, they obviously look doctored and they looked kind of like for shock value, you know? And it's like, okay. And that's why I say what I say. If you're going to send people things, you're going to send articles, you're going to send alerts or whatever, be sure to make sure that they come from somewhere authentic that obviously has journalistic integrity. You know, you send me a TikTok video, like, come on. Let's make it make sense here. But anyways, I want to close out this episode and just say, you know, thank you guys for the support and the love. We appreciate everything you guys have done. This is kind of a different take of the episodes that I would like to do, but it's kind of something that needs to be done. But until next time, keep sipping some tea. We'll be right back.